We're visiting with Hopi boys basketball coach Chris Schmidt here on the Area Coach's Corner. And coach, 4-1 start. You've won four straight since falling to St. Mary's a couple weeks ago. But you got to like how the guys are performing right now, you know, at 4-1 going into a big one tonight.
Yeah, you know, we come off of tournament last week at Yates Center and come out fortunate to win it. And I thought each game we played last week we got better and better. Then on Tuesday we opened league play with SEC and got off a good start. A lot of kids got to play, and that's always good to see. And I think we're growing. You know, we got some veteran guys and we got some young guys and blending them together. And I think each time we get out there, it seems like our continuity is getting better and better, and that's good.
So do you feel like the youngins, Brecken McGuire and Abbott Bailey, really doing some good things for you early behind, you know, what you have back?
Yeah, you know, those two kids have kind of thrown in the fire. You know, fortunately, they kind of got thrown in during football some too, so they've kind of been through that a little bit. You know, they played a lot of ball, and what I'm seeing and where they're improving the most, I think, right now is on the defensive end. You know, offensively, they're pretty skilled kids, and I think that's going to be something they'll be able to find that on that end. But the defense is, you know, you go from playing junior high ball to playing juniors and seniors a lot of times in high school. That's a big jump, but I think each time they're learning the paces a little quicker and what they have to do to put themselves in better position at each pass, and that's with all of us. I think our defense has got a lot of work to do, but I think we're getting better, and you know, tonight will be a good challenge for us.
And how do you feel like you're getting from the leadership with Skowski and Redeker?
Good. You know, Blake's been pretty consistent for us on both sides. He's basically about a 15-10 guy, you know, through the first five games. And Ethan's thing is, it's not his scoring. It's his leadership on the court. I really think he's passing the ball as well as anybody. I think he's seeing the floor. He hasn't shot it as well as he'd like to, but, you know, at this point, that's something we haven't had to have. And I think he's shooting it better in practice this week, so I think that'll come along. But I just like his floor leadership, and, you know, both of them you know, are doing a good job in practice and good job of working with those young kids. And even other kids that aren't, as you know, our sophomores, Brody Cole's a senior that hasn't really played any varsity time. And you know, I think Brody, he's filling his role, and that's what's important, and that's what we have to do this year.
Visiting with OP Boys basketball coach Chris Schmidt here on the Area Coach's Corner. Coach, we have you guys on our Area Game of the Week coverage tonight as Lebo comes to town and battle of ranked teams. And then coming up on Tuesday, you have a Berlin game, and then when you come back from Christmas and the New Year, you know, Hartford on the 5th, and then you go to Waverly on the 9th before we talk again on January 12th. And I know those games on the 5th will also be a part of our Area Game of the Week coverage. So good test coming up for your ball club.
Yeah, each and every one of them, and they'll test you in a little different way. You know, tonight, Lebo is, you know, they got some veteran kids. They're similar to us. They've got two kids that have played quite a bit of varsity ball, a couple other kids that played a little bit, and then they got some younger kids that have to step in. And so it's a similar situation. I think each time they go out, they're probably getting better and better. They lean on Shoemaker, obviously, and Oswald down inside, and that's a very good 1-2 combination inside outside, probably as good as we're going to find in our league. So that challenges us. They do a lot of little things well, and you know, so we got to be ready to go.
What's big for you guys tonight specifically? Because I know you know, the month of December, you guys have a lot of games, including with tonight and Tuesday night with Berlin game. This is a big stretch for you guys, especially with the way you guys started out LCL play with a big win over SEC on Tuesday night.
Yeah, you know, I think the keys tonight is getting off to a good start. I think offensively we got to move the ball side to side and get the shots we like. Now, if they go in, that'd be great. If not, you know, we got to deal with it. But and then on defense, again, beating people to spots – and rebounding. Probably one of the weaker things we've done so far this year is we've given up too many offensive rebounds, and they've got kids that can go do that. And that, the, you know, when you work real hard and you force somebody to take a shot and they don't make it, but then you give them that second shot, you know, that's something that you can't do. So those areas of what we really got to control and work on tonight, and if we do those, I think we got an opportunity.
Well, Coach, appreciate the time as always. We look forward to carrying the game on Country 101.7 FM. Best of luck tonight. Best of luck on Tuesday against Burlingame. Have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And best of luck on January 5th and January 9th against Hartford and Waverly. And we'll talk to you again on January 12th.
Sounds good, Dylan. Again, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year to you guys and all your staff and everybody that's listening. This is time and season to be around family, and hopefully everyone has that opportunity.
That's Opie Boys basketball coach Chris Schmidt joining us here on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by Citizens State Bank, Rich Door Company, and Mel's Tire on KVOE, live and local.